Welcome to yet another episode of Practical Azure. I'm Jim O'Neill, a technology evangelist in the Boston area, and today we're going to take a look at a nifty feature that's currently in preview mode, Windows Azure Traffic Manager. If you look at where we are in the feature map, note we've almost completely covered the core data and application services. You're now well-equipped to write a highly scalable and resilient application, so what next? The integration layer is where we're headed, and there you'll see a number of services designed to integrate your own and other services at a higher level within and across data centers, giving you a truly global reach. Now, Windows Azure Traffic Manager enables you to coordinate disparate cloud services across data centers and geographies, but they appear as a single entity with a single endpoint. So in a lot of ways, Traffic Manager is to multiple cloud services as the built-in Windows Azure Fabric Controller and the load balancer are to individual instances within a cloud service. Now here's a scenario we'll explore shortly in a demo. I have three cloud services deployed against three subregions, US East, Southeast Asia, and Western Europe. The implementation of those services doesn't have to be identical. However, their interface, namely the URL requests that they can service, typically are and should be. Now, a client of this application shouldn't have to figure out which service and which cloudapp.net subdomain to target, but how do you provide an overall named entry point to these three individual services? And that's where Traffic Manager comes in. So Traffic Manager is a service that sits on top of other cloud services and collects them under a common name, like for instance atmdemo.trafficmanager.net. That single entry point is then typically part of a CNAME record that correlates your company's URL to the Traffic Manager domain. Now all your clients need to know is that single public endpoint. Now when a request from a client comes in, it's routed through Traffic Manager, which then applies a policy that determines what specific cloud service should handle that request. There's three different types of policies. Now the performance policy leverages a continually refreshing table of response times from a request origin to find out which service in a data center and which data center is most likely to respond the quickest. Usually it's based on geography, but it doesn't have to be. So for example, I'm in Boston, and if there happened to be a trunk line or trunk line down between here and Virginia, which is the closest data center, my traffic might actually be routed to Western Europe because the system thinks I can get there quicker. A second policy is failover. Now, failover figures into disaster recovery scenarios, and with failover, what you do is specify that a primary cloud service will handle every request, unless the traffic manager determines that that primary service isn't responding, in which case it will fail over to a secondary or even a tertiary service until the primary service comes back up. And the third of the policies is a round-robin policy, and that does exactly what you think. It spreads the loads across the services in the data centers that are enlisted with the traffic manager. Now, once Traffic Manager has applied the given policy to identify which cloud service endpoint to use for a request, the IP address of that cloud service is associated with the DNS for the Traffic Manager endpoint for that specific client. So what will happen is the client will continue to directly access that individual cloud service and not the Traffic Manager until the time to live for that DNS entry expires. And when that happens, the next request from that client will then go back through the traffic manager. The traffic manager will apply whatever policy is appropriate at the time, and maybe even pick a different server to supply the next server that that client should go to. Now, under the covers, while all this is happening, Traffic Manager itself is also sending out heartbeats to each of the servers it manages to know whether those things are up or down, and so it knows which of the representative servers it can actually send traffic to on behalf of the individual clients. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at a live example. So we're going to move into a demo mode and use this example and show you how to set up a traffic manager instance. What I did to set up this traffic manager demo is create three hosted services in three different regions across the world. So I have a simple ASP.NET website that's hosted in the East US, in Southeast Asia, and in Western Europe. So these are three hosted services. They're nearly identical, but if you take a look at the web pages, you'll see that I've changed the color scheme and a little bit of the heading so that you know that we're going to specifically three different locations. Now, each one of these locations has its own URL scheme. So the Western Europe one is attdemo-westerneurope.cloudapp.net, and then there's also East US and Southeast Asia. So the idea behind Traffic Manager is we want all of these to be essentially yourcompany.com and then redirect you to the appropriate site based on whichever policy that you're using, whether it be performance-based, failover-based, or round-robin. So what I'm going to do next is create a Traffic Manager instance that sits on top of these three hosted services. Now to do so, I actually have to back out into what we call the previous portal, so the older Windows Azure portal, And I can get to that from the newer portal by looking up at the top right corner there. And in the older portal, you'll notice that there's a virtual network option. And underneath the virtual network, there is Traffic Manager and Policies. So I'm going to go under Policies, and you'll notice that I've actually got two Traffic Manager instances already set up, but we're going to create a new one. It's incredibly quick and easy to set one up, and it's pretty instantaneous in terms of it being provisioned. So let's create a new Traffic Manager policy, and I'm going to associate it with this particular subscription. You get to pick which of those three policies you want to use. I'm going to use a performance-based policy. So I want my users to be able to get to the closest and the fastest data center to service their request. I get to pick which of the hosted services the Traffic Manager is going to actually manage on my behalf. Now, at this point, I only have three hosted services in this account, so those three appear, but I would see all of the hosted services potentially here. I'm going to add all of those into the list that Traffic Manager is going to manage on my behalf. The next section that I enter here is essentially a URL that the heartbeat mechanism is going to ping, and it's every 30 seconds. So what I need to enter here is either a page or some sort of URL request that the websites or the cloud services can respond to with an OK message. And it turns out that the sample code that I'm using has a URL path of app health that is used for that heartbeat. So I'm going to add that in here. It could be an ASP.NET page. It could be just an image file, something that sits out on that service that will be there that the heartbeat can talk to. And then lastly, I have to give a prefix for this Traffic Manager instance. And so this is essentially like a unique URL that will be the one URL that all the traffic will go to. And then Traffic Manager is going to decide which of those three regions to submit a specific request to. So we'll just call this AZ Demo. And then the URL that clients will go to is azdemo.trafficmanager.net. And then lastly, there's a DNS time to live. So the time to live essentially indicates that, and I'm going to set it to 30 seconds here, essentially indicates that every 30 seconds, the subsequent request from a client is going to go through Traffic Manager. So once I make my initial request through Traffic Manager, I will get an IP address of one of those three cloud services in either East US, Southeast Asia, or Western Europe, and I'm going to use that IP address for my subsequent requests for the application services. After 30 seconds, that IP address essentially times out, and the next time I ask for something, I'm going to go through Traffic Manager, and it's going to find me another potential IP address to use. So every 30 seconds, that's going to time out, and we'll see how that kind of comes into play when I do the demo. So let's create this service. It's not actually a service. It's more just kind of essentially a DNS kind of lookup directory entry. So I've got AZ Demo right here. And you can see I have azdemo.trafficmanager.net as my endpoint. So now what I'm going to do is go into browser here. And actually, I already have it set up here. So let's go to atmdemo.trafficmanager.net. And apparently, it's not quite ready yet. But let's sometimes the browsers actually cache the DNS a little bit longer than you want it to, past that 30 seconds. So I'm going to try fresh here and see what happens. There we go. So azdemo.trafficmanager.net went through the Traffic Manager. The Traffic Manager is using a performance policy. And through the performance policy, it rightly detected that, hey, I'm in Boston, so the East US data center is the closest one, and that's the one that got serviced. Now, if you look at what this page does, it essentially is counting down the time to live. So it thinks that there's a 30-second time to live, and what it's indicating here is that if I do another request in the next 4 seconds, I'm not going to go to Traffic Manager. If I do a request right now, now that it's expired, I should actually be going to Traffic Manager, and Traffic Manager is going to find out what's the closest data center again, and it's still East US. So you're not seeing anything really interesting happening there because it's all happening underneath the covers. So to see how this really works and how it would work if there was a failure or some other event that would impact the routing, I'm going to go into, go back into the portal, and what I'm going to do is essentially shut down my East region data center. Well, not the whole data center, just my application in the data center. So let's go into that, and this is the old portal, but it will do just fine. So there's my East region service, and I'm essentially going to say stop. Now, it takes a little time for the service to actually shut down. So let me just re-ping here the endpoint, and let's see what happens. So it's trying to refresh right now, and if you see at the bottom left there, it says it's waiting for azdemo.trafficmanager.net. So what's happening right at this point is that the client-side cache for my browser request had timed out, so it knows it needs to go back to the traffic manager to figure out which of those three services to use. The traffic manager is sending out heartbeats, and what it does with the heartbeats is it sends out a heartbeat every 30 seconds, and it sends out up to four of those. So it really can take up to 2 minutes before traffic manager is really aware that something has happened. It's hopeful that that service is just a little bit slow. So I will potentially get this web page is not available type thing happening because I'm in that 2 minute period where traffic manager hasn't really determined that the East region is not available for use and that I need to go somewhere else. Now I can take a look at the portal and the traffic manager portion of the portal, and what you'll see here is it basically says enabled for the East Coast, Southeast Asia, and Western Europe in terms of the policy I'm using, and it says that they're online. So from this, the heartbeat hasn't determined quite yet that they're not online. I'm going to try to do a refresh here and see if it's caught up. Like I said, it can take about 2 minutes, maybe a little bit longer with some latency to determine that East region is not there. So I'm buying a little bit of time here by going through the portal and hopefully seeing an update. It still hasn't caught up yet. So again, a couple minutes and it will catch up. But let me go back to the web page here and let's try to do a refresh. And let's see if we're going to get redirected to another service yet. It may still be in that sort of gray area where quite hasn't figured out that the East Coast is down yet. So sending a request, and it looks like this may time out again here, but we should be pretty close to it being refreshed. So we're back here after about a minute or so, just essentially waiting for the system to get back to a steady state. And if you recall, we were trying to access Azure Demo TrafficManager.net, and we couldn't because the heartbeat scenarios hadn't quite kicked in yet, and the traffic manager didn't realize the East Coast was essentially down. Now that it does, though, I can hit refresh on this browser, and you'll notice that Traffic Manager has now routed me to actually the Southeast Asia data center. I would have kind of expected Western Europe would be closer to me in terms of performance, but it's decided that Southeast Asia is the one that should meet my request. And if I go back to the Traffic Manager portal, you'll notice that it has indeed detected that the East Coast is offline, and it assigns essentially a degraded status to the whole traffic manager setup, but both Southeast Asia and Western Europe are online, so it's able to route traffic to those two different data centers on my behalf. And that's pretty much how Traffic Manager works. You've pretty much seen the entire feature. There are two other policies. There's the failover policy and the round robin policy, and they really just figure in which service is going to actually be picked to service a client request, but the rest of the workflow is exactly the same. As always, I wanted to leave you with a few pointers to additional information on Windows Azure and on Traffic Manager in particular. Of course, to try all this out, the best way is to get your free 90-day trial account and give this and all the other features a go. In addition to the main page for the Windows Azure Traffic Manager feature, there are two hands-on labs for Traffic Manager, one for Visual Studio 2010 and one for Visual Studio 2012. The quick sample that we walked through today is actually from that lab. And lastly, there's a great cloud cover episode on the topic, and despite its date, it's actually quite relevant still. Thanks for joining me for this quick tour of Windows Azure Traffic Manager. In the next episode, we'll tackle another part of the integration layer, identity.